It's the Winning Post on the Sideline View, and we're joined by General Manager of the Muswellbrook Racecourse, Trevor Taylor. How are we doing, Trevor?
Very well, thank you, Andrew, and yourself?
Not too bad. A busy day for you yesterday with the race meeting. Thank you again very much for giving us your time today. Really appreciate that.
No pleasure, and it's good to be back.
I just got to start by saying last weekend the gauntlet had been thrown down by Steve Keane with his tips. He got 3 from 3. Well, yesterday, Trevor, you also picked up 3 from 3. Race 3 was Recommendation, Race 4, Angelical, and then in the big one, the Royal Hotel Handicap, Race 6, Donitas. So some very nice tipping on your behalf, and hopefully we can replicate that again today.
Well, I'll try my best. I just hope the horses are listening.
All right, let's have a look at Rosehill Race 10 at Rosehill today. That one's going at 4:30, the Schweppes Handicap. Who do you like?
Well, it's over 1,300 metres, and I'm going to go for number one, Titanium Power. It's a four-year-old gelding. It's carrying 62.5 kgs, ridden by Rory Hutchinson and trained by Joseph Pride. The blinkers go back on. It won on the 18th of June at Rosehill over 1,300 by one length. It carried 60 kgs, and I should think that Titanium Power will be right up there at the finish.
Yeah, you mentioned this when we spoke yesterday. I'd asked if weight is a concern, but when it is a sprint, it's not as big an issue, is it, mate?
No, not really. To be honest, you know, these horses are used to carrying this weight. They when they do track ride work and things to that effect, you know, a lot of the work riders are a lot heavier than 60 kgs.
Okay, that's Titanium Power, the top weight in Race 10 at Rosehill this afternoon, the Schweppes Handicap, again, going at 4:30. And we're going to go all the way down to the Victorian capital at the beautiful Flemington Racecourse. Have you been to Flemington before? I tell you, I've had a great day there.
Yeah, it is. It's a beautiful racecourse. I mean, it really always looks very picturesque, and it's very welcoming from a racing point of view. So, yeah, one of the top racecourses in Australia.
I've got to say, I'm a big fan of that big straight that they've got there. I'd love to see more of that as well. Now, who is your tip in Race 8, the Penfolds Winter Championship Final?
Well, it's over 1,600 metres, and I'm going to go with number 12, Tuvalu. It's a four-year-old bay gelding. It's carrying 54 kgs. And it's got jockey Jared Frey and trainer Al Smith. And if you recall, it won on the 18th of June over 1630 at Flemington on a soft going, and it carried 58. So it's actually dropping 4 kgs, and it was an easy winner that day. So there's no doubt it should be right up there.
That's a great combination, Trevor. A horse that looks like it might be dropping back a class, and it's going down in weight, and it's been in good form. Two firsts and a second in its last three starts.
100%. You know, when they go from 58 kgs and then they, you know, get 4 kgs off their back over a mile distance, I think, you know, we're going to have this horse right at the top.
That is one that I definitely like. At Flemington, Race 8 this afternoon, which is going at 10 past 4, your selection is number 12, Tuvalu. Trevor, as always, thank you very much for those tips, mate. We look forward to catching up again down the track.
Thank you very much. All the best, Andrew.